Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Davis Mills, the evaluation's intensifying. And this is actually the money spot for Davis Mills' evaluation because the Texans aren't like, you know, the Patriots. They aren't like the Jets. There's not a lot of national attention, and the Texans haven't deserved national attention lately. So you have a lot of guys, whether it was Chris Sims, whether it's the guys that we're about to hear from, whether it's Scott Pioli, that are kind of cramming their Davis Mills homework into, you know, just a small window so that they can get a grasp of the Texans quarterback situation heading into next year. And I actually think that's a good way to get an accurate assessment, because they're taking the time to sit down. They're watching about 3 hours of games, and you can see the natural progression. It's not like if these national media types are following the Jets and it's Zach Wilson and you're kind of watching it in motion. You're seeing it in a small window, and I think it's interesting. I think it's very valuable. You've heard Chris Sims say good things about Davis Mills. You heard Scott Pioli say good things about Davis Mills. And now on the Athletic Football Show, this was an interesting conversation about Davis Mills and the similarities yet differences between him and another second-year quarterback, Zach Wilson.
Another good understanding of what's being run. He's got a lot, really nice polished mechanics and polished footwork and all that. I'd say solid arm strength. I'd say solid. I wouldn't say good, great, but solid. He can make the throws. He can do what he has to do. He has a pro-level arm and pro-level accuracy. Like, everything about him, he's pro-size. Like, I get it. I think that's what I liked about him. He really understands what's being run. And as for to see that a rookie quarterback, every snap and understanding coverages and everything, it's him and Zach Wilson could be any more opposite. What they can do, like the ceiling of it, but how they understand what they are. And that's kind of how I could compare Davis Mills there.
That's Robert Mays and Nate Tyson. I think that's a really interesting way to put Davis Mills. Him and Zach Wilson are the opposite. And what he's saying is Davis Mills plays within himself and doesn't get too carried away and try to do crazy things, which he might need to start doing. He might need to find that middle ground. But on the other hand, Zach Wilson will make mistakes that don't make sense, but he feels the ceiling for Zach Wilson because of the talent is higher than the ceiling for Davis Mills. So that's the comparison that he made. I thought it was a very interesting one. And I think these two guys, as far as second year quarterbacks, it could go either way with either one of these. A lot of people big on Zach Wilson. He lifted some weights. He looks better on Instagram. I'm not that big on Zach Wilson, but these two guys, very different, yet very similar in that this is going to be pretty much a prove-it year for both of these guys.
I am not sure if that's something that should make you feel good or how good or not, because clearly the evaluation is, and others have said it as well, Davis Mills has polished his craft, you know, or his polishing. I mean,
what do you mean?
Like he is done the footwork. He's been able to become the right type of quarterback for the NFL. All the right reads, all the right positions, and how he, you know, positions his bodies for throws and everything. So, like, is that the ceiling? You know, is the question. Whereas Zach Wilson can run a little bit, you know, has the stronger arm, might have that higher ceiling. So it's like, you know, how much more can you get out of Zach Wilson? And is that a good thing?
How much can you get out of Zach Wilson or Davis Mills?
How much more can you get out of Zach Wilson? if he does polish his craft like Davis Mills has. You know what I mean? Like Davis Mills, how much more upside is there for him?
I don't know. And it's going to be interesting to see. And we'll get into the surroundings at 11:20, some stats that are going to blow your mind. But I wanted to look at the quarterback market of next season. If the Texans are in the quarterback market, and let's say that Davis Mills doesn't pan out, and let's say that that ceiling becomes more clear, and the Texans are going to be looking for a new quarterback, whether it's Bryce Young, whether it's C.J. Stroud, how many teams could they potentially be competing with on that market? I've put together a list, and the list as of right now is like my margaritas, half and half. Half the teams in the NFL, I believe, will not, with 100% certainty, will not be on the quarterback in the quarterback market next year, and there's some other ones that could be. Let's just go through them, and you tell me if you agree or disagree. The first side of the list is 100%. These teams will not be looking for quarterbacks after this season, no matter what. Their commitment to their current guys is strong enough to where, whether it's drafting somebody, whether it's trading for somebody, they will not be in that market. Jacksonville. They're not going to give up on Trevor Lawrence this year, no matter what.
You can run through most of these because I completely agree.
Buffalo Bills. They're fine with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Patriots with Mac Jones. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going
to. At least not after this year. Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Deshaun Watson and the Browns, they're not going to be on the market. Steelers with Kenny Pickett?
No, they won't.
Baltimore with Lamar Jackson?
Of course.
Chiefs with Mahomes?
Chiefs, Chargers.
Chargers, Raiders, they committed to Derek Carr. Broncos, Russell Wilson. Cowboys, Dak Prescott, couldn't even get out of that contract if they tried.
Mm-hmm.
Packers with Aaron Rodgers, 2-year commitment. Kirk Cousins got an extension, 2-year commitment. San Francisco drafted Trey Lance, they don't even have draft equity. And then the Rams just gave Matthew Stafford a new contract. So 100%, those 16 teams will not be on the quarterback market no matter what. So the Texans will not have to worry about them.
Let me put one qualifier on it.
Okay.
Like Vikings first round quarterback. Like they could see like maybe a third rounder that they see value in and they bring them in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe even the Packers, although that would be a great story.
They already drafted one the first a couple years ago.
I know, but I'm talking like not a first rounder, but someone they might see value in.
Yeah, I'm talking like top of the line, quarterback market. Not like a day two guy, like top of the line, those 16 teams out.
Right.
Potentially in the market. This is where it gets interesting. This is the other half. Texans with Davis Mills.
Absolutely.
Titans with Ryan Tannehill.
I think 100%.
Colts with Matt Ryan. We don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
Miami with Tua.
Yeah.
Jets with Zach Wilson.
I don't know about that.
This is awkward because do they – if the Jets – let's say the Jets are one of the worst teams in the league again. Do the Jets go Josh Rosen with Zach Wilson? If Zach Wilson has a bad year, and let's say the Jets have a top five pick, and there's a few quarterbacks that they're already talking about going in the top five.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Are the Jets, because this is why I would almost rather be in the Davis Mills business than the Zach Wilson business, because I'm not very big on Zach Wilson, but when you draft someone number two overall, a lot of times he's going to get the benefit of the doubt, and you might drag it on a little bit too long and longer than you probably should and longer than your eyes tell you you should. So the Jets, I would understand if they remain loyal to Zach Wilson, but I think it depends on how bad things are. If they're a top five worst team in the NFL again and Zach Wilson's struggling, I'm not going to 100% say the Jets would get out of the quarterback market, especially given how much they've done to put a team around Zach Wilson this offseason. That's the other thing. Like, it's not like he's on an island of his own right now.
Yep.
They've done a ton. They're getting a lot of praise for their offseason, a lot.
It all depends on where they're picking. You mentioned it, because if they are that top five pick, there's going to be a lot of pressure with those guys there.
Now, I actually will move this team into the market, although they did trade for Carson Wentz. But Washington, it could go either way, but I don't anticipate a Carson Wentz revival. So you could put Washington either way, but I'm not 100% putting them in because they did give up a couple of picks for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I agree on that, but he could fall and all of a sudden everything changes.
Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. Overachieved last year, but this is going to be the make or break year. They got a lot of draft equity. They actually traded one of their first round picks this year to get another next year. People immediately wondered, you know, did they have a quarterback in mind there? Philadelphia could potentially be in the markets, and they have the draft equity to be very aggressive if Jalen Hurts doesn't pan out this year and give them what they hope.
Just a huge story in Philadelphia with all those hopes they have on him and what they've done, and it could change, you know, just like that.
I could see Philadelphia having a pretty good year this year.
You know, he's it might not be top five, but he's one of the top MVP odds on the board.
What?
He is.
Jalen Hurts.
I saw it this morning.
I know they led the league in rushing. Nick Sirianni, it was a scrutinized hire, but he did a hell of a job last year. Giants with Daniel Jones. I think the Giants will be in this market, but I'm not 100% going to say it yet. But Giants with Daniel Jones didn't pick up the fifth-year option. Giants with Daniel Jones potentially in the market, but if I had to bet on it, I would say yes, but I wouldn't say 100%. But There's a strong chance Giants are in.
I think it's close to 75% right now.
Saints. The reason I'm not putting the Saints 100% in is because they have a good enough team to where I don't know how much of a hurdle they're going to be for the Texans. If the Texans want a quarterback and the Saints want a quarterback, given the fact that Caserio has two first-round picks, I don't know how much of a hurdle the Saints are going to be, and they do have somewhat of a commitment to Jameis Winston, somewhat.
Yeah, I think they're right up in there with Washington, don't you think? Kind of one of those teams, like, older guy, not old, but older guy, let's see what happens, and then we could all of a sudden be in it.
Now, Falcons and Panthers are potentially in the market, but I would bet on them being in. So, the Panthers right now, they might trade for Baker Mayfield, they might not, but Panthers and Falcons, it's going to go from, unless Desmond Ridder comes in for Atlanta or Marcus Mariota revives himself like Ryan Tannehill did with Arthur Smith, who is the coach in Atlanta, those teams, it's not even going to be an option next year. They both tried to get Deshaun Watson. Those teams could aggressively be in this market.
100%, absolutely.
Tampa Bay, I mean, they're committed to Tom Brady. This could change, but I think Tom Brady's going to retire after this year, but I'm damn sure not going to bet on that. But when you have $30 million waiting for you to analyze on Fox, and you actually have predicted that Tom Brady's going to finally have a downfall this year, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay could be in the market, but it's really going to be up to Tom Brady, and I'm not going to ever bet on Tom Brady retiring.
Yeah, but aren't they in the market no matter what at this point?
How high up in the market would be my question.
I would say pretty dang high, like try to get whatever they can, because even if he does add another year, which I agree with you, I don't think he will. I mean, that's it. I mean, he's got that Fox thing working.
Bears. The Bears have Justin Fields this year. It's interesting when you listen to the dialogue from fans, media types out there, they're not convinced that Justin Fields is the guy. It's almost like another Jalen Hurts, like what they were saying about Jalen Hurts last year, mm-hmm. heading into year two. This could go either way. I don't know what a Matt Eberflus, what the offense is going to look like. I don't know if it's going to be a good fit for Justin Fields, but I could see this going either way where they try to build on what they get with Justin Fields, or the Bears are just completely in the market and Matt Eberflus is trying to find his quarterback instead of the one that he inherited in Justin Fields.
All right, something else I was looking at this morning was a breakdown of Justin Fields' mechanics, and apparently it's just an absolute mess. So it's all about fixing him. And then seeing what you got.
Now, the Lions got to think that they're going to be in the market, but I wonder how good they're going to be. Peter King had them as the 20th best team in the NFL, which I thought was interesting. Peter King says a lot of things, but he had them as the 20th best team in the NFL. They can get out of Jared Goff after this year. I would bet on the Lions being in the market, but if they're as good as Peter King says they are, it might be a lot harder for them to actually be like a hurdle that the Texans have to leap over to get their guy, unless you believe the Texans are going to be in the top 20 in the league too.
Well, if they're that, they won't be in the market. I can't imagine that they would move on after all the struggles they had to finally have however many wins that takes to get into the number 20 spot.
Arizona Cardinals. This one's interesting. Kyler Murray, he's a holdout. They got some drama going on there. I wouldn't be shocked if Arizona were on the quarterback market and the biggest threat to the Texans. And my reason for saying that is I could easily see Kyler Murray being a guy that's traded after this season. If he doesn't get a contract, Arizona tries with him, it doesn't work out, and then Kyler Murray is traded. I could see that happening, or maybe they give him the contract extension. It just seems like if they were going to give him the contract extension, it would have happened by now. But you never know. This one could go either way with the Arizona Cardinals.
See, I think they're going to buckle, and they're going to sign him, and he's going to be there. They have to. He's 24, man. I mean, you know, I know he struggled, and we haven't, and we all saw what he did in the postseason and late in the year, but I just can't see them letting him go.
Seattle Seahawks, I don't know what they're going to do in regards to Baker Mayfield. So do they trade for Baker Mayfield? Is Baker Mayfield enough for them to stay? This is going to depend on if Baker Mayfield goes to Seattle or not. But Seattle's another one of those teams that it could go either way. Just got to wait to see what happens with Baker Mayfield, how the Cleveland Browns handled that.
That's the story in Seattle. Somewhat the story in Carolina as well. So, those, you know, Baker Mayfield still holds the keys on a lot of this.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. The market at 50-50, who knows? It's going to depend on what happens with the Houston Texans and what their record is or isn't. Texans getting some work in. Davis Mills getting some work in. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Deshaun Watson yesterday interrupting press conference to give someone a Rolex.
I knew this was going to happen. You talked about it when we were doing the toss with Wade and Seth. You know, are you surprised? But it just, once you see it, it just kind of hits you. Deshaun Watson is doing everything he can public, you know, relations wise. I mean, come on. He did that in front of all the cameras. He could have given him that Rolex at any point. And he's going to give, I think, $50,000 to his dad, to Walker's dad's school, high school football team. And he's going to pay for all his suits, which I thought was an interesting add-on to the gift.
Those aren't cheap suits.
They're not cheap shoes, but that's an interesting. I like it. Did all that. I did the Rolex thing publicly. Posed for a bunch of pictures with military, which was obviously, you know, designed. But the thing that really got me is, I mean, he is. It's just OTAs. It's all it is. But people are going nuts about how good he's looking already.
They should. I mean, does that surprise you?
And you're right. It's no surprise. But once you see it,
have you ever questioned Deshaun Watson's like on-field ability?
I never have. I'm just saying, once it starts, you see the video, you start seeing guys that cover the Browns for a long, long time. You hear Stefanski. You hear all these teammates just raving about him. You're like,
they never seen a quarterback like that.
Never seen one like that ever. And it just sort of like, I guess, what, you know, becomes real, so to speak. And it could get real awkward just watching him, even though you know he's gone and all that. Just watching what he does up there.
You mean awkward from what perspective?
From a Texans fan perspective, like, we had that guy. We had him. And say what you will about all the circumstances that led to him going somewhere else, but he was right here. And now he's doing it for the Browns.
$50,000 Rolex. Is that like something that you want? I'm not a PR guy. I'm not a branding guy. But is that like something that looks favorable, like interrupting a press conference to give a Rolex?
I think he thinks it does. Because look, you gave me your number. You didn't ask for anything. I'm gonna give you a Rolly.
Okay. So you interrupt the press conference to give the Rolly?
Hey, it's PR, man. Like, look how nice he was.
Is it good?
Didn't he? He spent all this money, over $100,000, not counting the suits.
Those suits are gonna probably be about $100,000. You see the way he dresses.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, look at Deshaun. What a great teammate.
Very interesting.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.